the glue. Family, brother and sister Hollis, that the Lord would just do a healing work in their body. Amen. Let's just sing that song again. Let's stand together, go to Him in prayer. Amen. If you have a need, Jesus is here to answer it. Amen. Amen. When Jesus comes, the tempter's high. He takes the gloom and He fills the light with glory for all his when Jesus comes to stay. Amen. Father God, Lord, we come to You this evening. Lord, and we thank You, Father, that when You come, when Your presence comes down and changes each heart, that all fears are cast away. Lord, that You come and You do a healing work, Father. Lord, because with You we know that all things are possible, God. And Lord, tonight we commit the Hollis family to You, Lord, brother and sister Hollis. Lord, You know their heart's desire and how they long to be in church, Father, but Lord, they have so many ailments and things that are getting them down, Father. Lord, but we just pray tonight that You'll just come and be with them. Lord, that You'll give them peace in their body, peace in their spirit, Father. Lord, for each hand that was lifted. Lord, and those, Father, that maybe have a need and they didn't even stretch out their hand to You, but You know what it is, Father. Lord, we pray tonight that You'll come, that You'll cast every fear away, Lord. You'll cast all unbelief away, Father. Lord, that Your Spirit will just be poured out amongst Your people. Father, we've seen it time and time again, and we say, Lord, tonight, just once more, Father, that You would come and You would speak, God. Use Your servant, we pray. Be with the song service. Be with the tithes and the offering. We just commit it all to You. We love You, and we thank You for this time. We ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. If you can turn around, shake one another's hand, greet each other to the house of the Lord. Amen. Let's sing that song, My God is Real. Thank you. See, brothers can take up the offering. There are some things that I may not know. And there are some places I can't. I am sure, amen, of this one day, that my God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul, and my God is real, yes, He's real in my soul, oh my God. He has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. And my God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. And I cannot tell, oh, just how it since that day, and since I God, for he has walked and made me whole. His love for me, it's like pure gold. For I can feel him in. Sing that first verse again. And there are some things that I may not know, and there are some places I cannot go. Oh, but I am sure. Amen. Are you sure of this thing? That my God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Yes, he's real in my soul. And my God, and may he hold his love for me. It's like pure gold. And my God is real. Amen. See it again. My God is real. My soul, and my God is real, for he has walked and made me whole. His love. My God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Amen. Amen. I've drawn the line, and I'm going all the way. I've drawn the line, I'm going all the way. I've drawn the line, I'm going all the way. I'm going.
Yes, I've made my decision.
Amen. Can you say that tonight all the way? Amen. You can be seated. Just sing that chorus again. Ask for Brother Andrew to bring a special. We also wanted to announce there will be choir practice after church tonight. And there are two services this Sunday with dinner on the grounds in between. Amen. Don't you love Him? Amen. I'm going all the way. I'm going all the way. Yes, all the way. I'm going all the way. All the way. I'm going all the way. I'm going all the way with the
Christ, I am free by the power of the cross. In Christ, I now live redeemed. No longer am I bound, but live in liberty. For Jesus is alive in longer am I bound, but live in liberty, for Jesus is alive in me. In Christ I live in victory, in Christ I have His perfect peace. My past is gone, it's underneath His blood. I'm free because of God's amazing love. And I'm free, I'm free. I now sing the song of the I live in victory. In Christ I have His perfect peace. My past is gone, it's underneath His blood. I'm free because of God's amazing love. And I'm free, song of the redeemed. Yes, I'm free. Oh, I'm free. I now sing the song of the redeemed. My heart is full of praise and victory. It's underneath His blood. I'm free because of God's amazing love.
Amen. Amen. You're free tonight because of God's amazing love. Amen. Amen. Let's just worship Him. We cry out Your name. Amen. O Father of life, seated on your throne of grace, it's only by your mercy. Amen. And Lord, you have said, if we call, amen, that we and our families will be saved. And so we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of grace, and Lord Most High, Jesus Christ, and we about that. Each moment. Amen. We're only here, oh, to tell the world about His grace. Until that day we will cry, yes, our sure name. God of grace and Lord Most High. stand together. Oh, oh, oh. And though Satan should buffet, though trial, oh yes, let this blessed assurance, this blessed assurance control. Oh, the cross he has regarded, my helpless estate, and he has shed his. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. Oh, my sin, not the part. Oh, yes, but the whole. Oh, it is nailed, yes, to the cross. Let this bliss, assurance, oh, control. Yes, the Christ, he has regarded my helpless estate, and he has shed his own blood.
Yeah. Father. Lord, we're so thankful that, Lord, when the world is crashing around us, Lord, there's earthquakes in diverse places, Lord. There's economies that's failing, governments that's failing, men that's failing. Their hearts are failing for fear. Lord, we have a refuge we can come to, Lord. We can sing a song like this, it is well with our soul. Lord, because our soul is not dependent on how well the economy is or how well the world is getting along or situations are happening, has nothing to do with that. Our soul is tied to the eternities, Lord. And we're so thankful, Father, we can say right now, it is well. Lord, no matter how our body may feel tonight, it is well. No matter how our mind may be tonight, it is well. Everything around us is well because you have it all in control. Father, we thank you for that, Lord. And we just want to say, Father, we're so thankful to be able to come together tonight and worship you, Father. And Lord, we worship you in spirit and truth, Lord. And God, we ask, Father, that you'd come tonight and just open your word, Father, and anoint us. God, it takes you, Lord. I cannot do this on my own. I'm in need of you as always, Father, and just reporting for duty tonight, God. Lord, you know what we have need of. But Lord, it don't only take a speaker, it takes a hearer. Lord, may you do the speaking and the hearing, Lord. May you anoint both parts, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's look at Galatians 3 and verse 26, if you would. Amen. Man, it's just good to be back with you. I know we was here Sunday, but amen. Been in quite a battle ourselves with our back and everything, but the Lord is, amen, as we can say, it is well. Actually, just as a testimony, I was in the office there and been kind of suffering with it today and this evening. Amen, Brother Darrell and Brother Tim, Brother Mike laid their hands upon me, and we began to pray about the service and about my back, and all the pain is gone. So we're just thankful for that. Amen. Our God's an awesome God. Amen. You can praise Him. Amen. There's no shame in that. Hallelujah. Amen. So we just want to thank Him for that. Let's look here in Galatians 3 and verse 26. Amen. And did I say it was good to be here with you? There's nothing like home. I'm going to tell you, you can go anywhere you want to be, but there's nothing like home. Amen. Just being in the back and hearing, seemed like the roof was raising off the place as the worship went forth. And oh my, just to worship our God. He's so good to us. Amen. He's so good to us. And then just to sing that song once again, it is well. Because it's amazing. This world is in chaos right now. I mean, all around us is complete chaos, and there's earthquakes in diverse places. We was actually in Japan, and one shook us awake one morning. First one I've ever experienced scared me slap to death. I'm glad to be home. Did I say that? Amen. Brother, I guess I must be a rascal. Brother John thought I was in his room shaking his bed, waking him up. We're talking like 3:30 in the morning. First off, I'm not normally awake at 3:30 in the morning. Amen. But it was quite the experience on the 8th floor. And they was like, nothing. It wasn't nothing. And I looked on the, I popped open my computer, like, what's going on? You know, see if I could find something. And they'd had like 376 earthquakes in the last year. I said, maybe it was not a big deal. But I'm glad to be home. Amen. And then you hear it just right over here in New Mexico, earthquake. So it's happening. It's going home time. But in the middle of all this chaos, in the middle of all this, we can say it is well. That's a miracle that we can have that peace and that consolation. So let's look here. Galatians 3 and verse 26 says, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Amen. We let you be seated. I'd like to speak to you this evening on positioned in the promise. position and the promise. Just hearing a deep call to the deep, Brother Branham was relating a story that he experienced up in Colorado as he was in the mountains, and he was watching this old mother eagle as she had brought her little ones down from the nest on her wings and put them in a grassy pasture. And then she flew back to the top, to the very peak of the highest rock, and she began to sit down, and she began to watch. And Brother Branham said as he was watching through his binoculars, had his horse hitched to a tree and just sitting there watching, said if you ever was around an eagle's nest, they make it out of sharp sticks and things. And them poor little eagles are just walking on them sticks and thorns. They never knew anything else. But one day the mother spread forth her wings and she stepped, and then they stepped onto the wings and went down. He said, I look at those little fellows, and here they was just having a Pentecostal revival down in that grassy pasture. And they was just running around in the soft grass, picking here, chirping to one another, jumping over each other, just as free as they could be. And he said, I thought, well, my, that's just wonderful. Now, he said, this is like a man in the old nest of the world, knows nothing but that. That's all the devil can give him. But one day God picks him up and sets him down in the shady green pastures. And how he rejoices, he's free. Amen. There's nothing to harm him. He said, I thought, well, why ain't these little fellows afraid? I wonder if they realize those coyotes around here to pick them up. But every once in a while, they would just kind of look up to where the old mother was sitting there watching them. I thought, well, praise be to God. That's right. He's taken me out of the nest of this world, and he's climbed up into the ramparts of glory, sitting on high, watching over his heritage to see that no harm comes. And I thought if a coyote would start towards one of these little eagles, she'd flog him to death. That's right. Let Satan take after a believer, and he's got Jesus Christ on his hands. Hallelujah. She was watching, her great majestic head looking around. She was on the highest rock she could find so she could see everywhere. Her sharp eagle eyes watching, and after a while seen her raise her head. Said through those 10-power binoculars, I could see her raise her head and look around. She was whiffing the air, and I thought, well, what is it? Way back in the north, the northerner started, and the thunder started rolling. Here she let out a scream, and down through the valley she went and threw forth those big rings right out in that grassy prairie. And every one of those little eagles ran over real quick. They were instructed perhaps before they left the nest. They caught their little feet right in the feathers, threw their mouth down, a little bill hooked around a feather. And she raised that bunch of eagles on her wings and just went straight, piercing that wind, blowing through there, right to the cleft of that rock. I cried like a baby. I thought, some glorious day when this revival's over, he will come from glory, spread forth his great wings of power, and the little eagles will hook their bills in there and fly away with him to glory. Hallelujah. That's why we can say in this hour, it is well. Because I'm not looking at what is around me and the storms that are brewing and the wind that is a howling and the coyotes around the corner. I'm not looking at none of that. My eyes upon my Maker. He has ascended into the ramparts of glory, and there is not one thing that goes past his gaze without him knowing it. Amen. And you let the devil get against you and he comes on your trail, he has Jesus Christ on his hands. Hallelujah. And we know in our life, you know, we wasn't always in the position that we are in now. And we weren't always in the position on a pew as we are today. We can look in our eyes years, maybe years ago, perhaps we were a sinner. Maybe we was in some formal church that didn't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but you heard a message. You heard a message. There was something that called out in you for more of God. Hallelujah. You know, I don't want to get into it too much, but I spent my first service, I believe it was, maybe as a young kid, maybe one time before. Don't really remember much about it, but I spent my first service in a denominational church there in Japan. And we sat there. Of course, it made it worse that we was having to go through a translator, no doubt. But hey, you're talking about nothing but deadness everywhere. You know, he reads a scripture and he maybe talks about David for a moment, and you can tell there's no light there and there's no depth there. There's nothing there. And you begin to realize what you really have. And I begin to think, what are people going back to? What's to go back to? Amen. If you're, that's what's satisfying you, that's what you want. It don't satisfy me. There's something on the inside of me that wants something more. And no doubt there was something on the inside of you that wanted more than what you had. You wanted more than the dope. You wanted more than the drinking. You wanted more than the smoking. You wanted more than the sinner's way of living. You wanted more than a form of cold church religion. You wanted something more. And the only way you could want something more is there's more to be had. If there's a deep that calls into the deep, there is a deep to respond to that call. Maybe you didn't believe. Maybe you sat in a church that didn't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. There's something in there but there's something that called out for a living God. You might have been living in a justified state, but you want the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You're hungering for it. Now the reason that there's a hunger, that the very reason there's a Holy Spirit is because you're hungering for it. And the very reason you're hungering for it tells you there is a Holy Spirit. You would never hunger for it unless there was something in there to call for it. You would never hunger for it unless there was something there to respond to that call. The very reason you're here tonight. Because there's something, there's not very many people that comes to church on a Wednesday night anymore. Be honest with you, even in Claiborne Parish, I would dare say we have the biggest attendance on a Sunday morning. Now the Baptist Church may have more members, but they have problems getting people to the house of God. People are amazed when you tell them that you're out here in the middle of the nowhere and you got 200 or 250 people that come to the house of God on a Sunday, and you know, it blows people's minds. But there's something in us that drives us to want more. There's a promise to be obtained. There's an inheritance to take. And there's something that I gotta have. I'm not satisfied with just a little bit of Christianity. I'm not satisfied with just a few moments in church. And this service we went to was about 15 minutes of singing and about 45 minutes of preaching. To be honest with you, I couldn't wait till it got over with. But here we come to the house of God and we're here for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, and we want more. Hallelujah. Why, there's something in us that's desiring more. Here, this little mama eagle's watching. There would come a coyote or something to disturb one of those little ones. They better not. She'd pick up that coyote in her claws, carry them up, and carry them up maybe several thousand feet and turn them loose. Nothing's going to bother them little ones. She's going to see to it. Nothing's going to bother you. Don't be scared to take God at His word. Just relax and have faith and believe. He's watching over you. And He will disintegrate anything that tries to bother you. He will disintegrate anything that tries to bother you. Oh, it might attack you, but it cannot harm you. For all things He permits it. It couldn't be nothing else. For it's working together for the good to them that love the Lord. No harm can come near you. No harm can come near you. No devil can defeat you. They're the devil. If you're one of His, they're the devil in hell that can snatch you out of His hands. His word declares thus. We got to get to the point that we begin to realize who we are. Not only hadn't realized who we are, but have faith in who we are. And not only have faith in who we are, but have faith in who He is. Let's look at Luke chapter 1 and verse 26. Position in the promise. Keep kind of dipping into this a little bit. Sister Grace is a Chinese sister over in Japan. Been there, Brother John, what is it, 11 years, 14 years? about 12 years, just because she has a burden for them people. So we was out doing some outreach, and her and her daughter came. And I was just amazed at her faith. She said, she was talking to us. She said, you know, I found that what works out here more than anything is when you begin to tell someone about God and about Jesus Christ. Said, let him back up what you say. She said, I've always, if they got a problem, they got a sickness, I say, well, let's pray about it and let's see if God will back up what I say. That's taking God at his word. Listen, it ain't my word, it's his word. He said they shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. That ain't my words, that's his words. He said it when he was here in flesh. A tangible God here in flesh spoke these words. She said, I have not yet seen it. I have not yet one time seen it fail. That God didn't come and back up what he said he would do. We're talking about a little woman, not a preacher. A little woman, but has faith in God's word. Why does she have faith? Because she's seen the change from this word in her own life, in her family's life, in her husband's life. She has seen God working. And she knows the same God that done it for her is the same God that will do it for somebody else. Luke chapter 1 and verse 26, it says, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, that cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. But there is a part that you must play. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Hallelujah. Amen. We cannot leave this whole thing up to God. Sure, it's his word, but he needs a vessel for his word to work through. He needs someone who is willing to say, Yes, Lord, I believe you said it. Use me, God. Hallelujah. This is what she said. She heard these things. She here comes a visit. Here she is, minding her own business, no doubt, going down to the well early one morning. And here she is. All of a sudden, this angel appears to her and begins to tell her that she's highly favored. Begins to tell her she's a handmaid of the Lord. Begins to tell her things preacher ain't never told her before. Begins to tell her things the denominational system of that day had never told her before. Amen. What was it? It wasn't just a dead. It wasn't no more talking about a God of history. This God was coming now into now the present God. And not only was the present God coming in, he was bringing Mary right down to the point of being present with him. That it wasn't just her, it wasn't just him, it was both of them working together. God has to have a vessel to use. And he will have one. Amen. These are the ones want to leave. God will bring more. He will have someone to worship him. He will have someone who will live a standard of the gospel. He will have someone who will call right and right, right and wrong, wrong. He will have someone that will stand upon the word of God. He will have someone that will say, Be it unto me. Let me take my position in this promise. This was a promise that had been given some 400, 500, 600 years ago in Isaiah. Behold, a virgin shall conceive, and she shall bear a son. But now it was Mary's time to take her position in the promise. To realize that that word virgin was speaking about her, directly to her. There had been hundreds of virgins, thousands of virgins. But it would come down to one person. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. She took him at his word and began to rejoice in it. And began to testify about it. As soon as a real genuine Christian faith anchors in a person's heart, let them be in a wheelchair, let them be blind, whatever it is, they'll testify, I'm healed. Before there's one sign of being healed. It's no big deal to testify after you've been healed. Oh, that's a great testimony, wonderful thing, but how about testify before you get healed? Amen. He can only do for you as you confess that He's already done it. This was what Mary was doing. She was already beginning to confess the word. You said I was going to conceive. Be it unto me according to thy word. Not according to what I want or what I think is going to happen, but according to thy word. Let it be in me. How do you know you're healed? Jesus said so. Amen. How do you know you're healed? How do you know you're delivered? Jesus said so. He said he was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. And by his stripes I am. He said so. I didn't say it. All he needs is someone to say, be it unto me according to thy word. How do you know you are? Jesus said so. I believe it. There you are. Oh, I like to throw that in the devil's face. Like Brother Danny said, devil, how a liar you are. He is a liar. He said, I like to throw that in the devil's face. When he stood there at Mayo's, the group of doctors around me said, Reverend Branham, you're finished. Jesus said, I healed you. Hallelujah. I took him at his word. Yes, he hates me. I know he does. But Christ loved me because he redeemed me. All right. Yes, I like to push it back on him every time I get a chance. I like to believe that this evening the devil woke up in hell from his nap with some back trouble. Like, where'd that pain come from? It came from you. That's where it came from. I mean, I like to push it back on him every chance I get. Amen. This ain't my sin. This is your sin. This ain't my depression. This is your depression. This ain't my iniquity. This is your iniquity. My God has healed me. My God has saved me. My God has delivered me. My God has set me free. Hallelujah. Oh, you're finished. He said, he hates me. I know he does. But you know what? I hate him. Be honest with you. I almost titled it that tonight. I hate him. He said, you don't feel any better than you ever felt. When I come out of there, I said, oh boy, if you want to hear me praise God, stick around. You'll hear me. I mean, praise him till death shall set me free. Yes, sir. Let it be little, big, whatever it is. He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy of all glory. He's worthy of everything that we could ever give him. When David went to meet Goliath, Goliath looked at him and laughed. He said, am I a dog? You're coming out to meet me like this, this little old boy, my dog. Well, let me answer your question. Yes, you are. You know what Saul called him? Called him a little stripling. However you pronounce it. Stripling. Little boy. His own king was looking down on him. His brothers was mocking him. What are you doing out here, David? You don't belong out here. What do you think you're doing? David was looking at them and said, what are y'all doing? What do you mean, what am I doing? What are you doing? Hiding in your tent? Shaking in your boots? Scared to meet an uncircumcised Philistine that we've been given the promise over many hundreds of years ago? What's wrong with you? Give me I'll go fight this man. Saul said, well, this little kid, little sissy maybe looking fella, here he comes with this little sling, but he knew God. That's the main thing. He's a believer. He was elected, he was called, he was anointed, he was placed. You say, well, I wasn't called to be a preacher. You might be called to be a housewife, but you got your position in Christ Jesus by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Want to have some housewives say amen. I may not be a preacher, but I've been placed in my position. And I'll serve God in my position. You're just as much David as the rest of them are. Hello, somebody. So if you're just as much David, you have just as much right to fight Goliath. Amen. Oh, the battle's on. The Philistines are standing. Goliath made his challenge. Watch him go down. So here goes David. He reaches down and looks out there. Looks Goliath up and down like that. But beyond Goliath, he saw the victory. Oh my God. If we can ever look beyond our trial. If we can ever look beyond our trial and temptation and problem and circumstance and look beyond it, you'll see victory. Has it not been so every time? Every trial you've ever went through, you look back and you know you're in the other side of it and you can see the victory that God has given you. Has He not done it every time? Then what makes this time any different? If He done it before, He'll do it again. David knew that God had struck down, He had struck down the walls of Jericho. A miracle had taken place. Just for some people walking around and screaming and hollering, bricks and mortar and plaster going everywhere. Did it not? He knew God had opened the Red Sea and He had pushed it aside and here they walked across on dry land and He had told them, the Egyptians you see today, you'll see no more forever. And that's what happened, did it not? So he knew if God could do all of those things, he knew God took care of Shamgar, one against 500. He took care of Samson with the Philistines, one against 1,000 with just the jawbone of a donkey. David knew if God could use the jawbones, he'd use a sling. He's already seen him use it already. Beyond Goliath, he saw the victory. He thought, you know, how much more dangerous that lion is than Goliath. Yeah, it'd be pretty amazing. Kill a lion. Bare hand, sling, whatever. That's amazing. Matter of fact, I thought it was pretty amazing. Brother Branham killed that grizzly bear, what was it, with a 270. His guide was like, that's all you got? You know, but the vision showed him where he's going to shoot it and it was going to die. So big deal. Could have shot it with a BB gun. The vision said it was going to die. It was going to die. He said, I trusted God to direct that shot of mine at the head of that beast. I can to save that sheep because I had faith that he would save that sheep. He said, God, give us some Davids for the sheep's sake. Amen. Oh, yes. Give us some Davids of the home. Amen. And grab that slingshot of faith when worldliness starts creeping in. Listen, we ain't got to let that thing take over. Just because it's washing a few off like a flood, that don't mean it's got to take me. That don't mean it has to take my home and your home and anybody else's. We can stand like a David and take the slingshot of faith and say, get out of here. Give us some more Davids for the sheep's sake. Said if he's concerned about a sheep, how much more is he concerned about the entire army of the living God? You ever thought about that? He said his eyes were upon the sparrow. One cannot fall without him knowing. And he said, how much more are you worth than a sparrow? Here he rushed out there, and old Goliath began to mock him, began to curse him in the name of his God, and said, I'll give your flesh to the birds of the day and the beasts of the field. David was not concerned because he knew those gods was not a living God. David said, you meet me as a Philistine in the name of Philistine God with an armor, with a spear and all your psychology and theology and everything else you got. But I meet you with one thing, in the name of the Lord God of Israel. Not I will, but he is this day. He this day will give me your head. I'll throw your body and all your Philistines on the field for the wild animals and the birds to pick. He knew who he was and where he was standing at and what he was standing on. And God had confirmed it. Election, calling, anointing, placing. He elected you and called you, elected you and called you. Then he anointed you with the Holy Spirit. And in place, he's placed you in the body of Christ. Each one of these Davids. How many are Davids? Amen. Don't raise your hand unless you're ready to face a Goliath. Amen. Where's the Goliath? Who's the Goliath, Brother Branham? That cancer that's eating you up. That tumor that's hanging on you, them cataracts that's on your eyes, that crippled arm, everything looks at it. Well, it can't be done. The devil says, you might as well quit believing. You might as well settle down because you ain't never going to get well. Your doctor said so. All the rest of them said so. You can't. But Christ that made you stop your drinking. He made you stop your smoking, your lying, your stealing. Saved you from a life of drunkenness, from sin and from a devil's grave. If God can do that for you. He can save you from your TB. He can save you from cancer. He can save you from whatever sickness you face. He's a Goliath. Don't take his boast. Stand in the name of Jesus Christ and challenge him to a showdown. Positionally in Christ. That's why we could even stand in this day. That's why we can even sing it as well. Because we have been positioned in Christ. Hey, a man on a bottle might think it's well for a few hours when his mind is so gone. There seems to be no problem, just happiness. Listen, drunks many times are happy people. Sometimes they ain't, but many times they're happy. But they ain't happy when they get over it. The druggie, all he's looking for is another drug. They can't help it. They come clean. They try. They get on help programs. This step, that step, many steps, however many steps. They stay for a while, then they're back at it again. But you know when Christ got a hold of your heart. And he pulled you away from that pull of the world. And he placed you in him. As a son or a daughter of Jesus Christ. That's why we can stand and take Goliath's challenge. The reason David could stand and take Goliath's challenge because he had been anointed to take Goliath's challenge. If the believer knows his position, he can take it. God's great spirit is here. His Holy Ghost is ready to fall on anybody that will receive it. God has promised it. God will do it. You're in Christ. Oh, Goliath's bragging. You God said, well, you say you was here last night and didn't get healed. You was in other meetings, didn't get healed. You never got delivered. You just the same as you've always been. Who is that uncircumcised devil? Who is that devil that has no relationship with God at all? Who is that devil that stands with nothing but a defeated thing behind him? His master was defeated at Calvary by our Lord and our conqueror. Amen. You know, I'm not sure. You know, we always talk about meeting the devil. We call it all the devil. And it all comes from the devil. But I'm not sure we've met Diablos, or the devil, the Lucifer himself. Maybe we met this one and that one, his little this and that and the others, little imps. But I know one who did. Not only did he meet him, he defeated him. And not only did he defeat him, he stripped every power from him. So when you look at his little imp who's bluffing and saying you have no power with God and saying you're never going to get well and saying all kind of lies, he don't even have a power to back him up. Even the command behind him has been broken. That if the leader is broken, every devil under him is broken. Hallelujah. If Lucifer has fallen, every demon in hell has fallen. There is no chain that can form, that can be held by you any longer. It cannot hold you because Jesus Christ himself has broken every chain. That's why we heard a voice in this day that said, house of hell, give way to the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He cannot hold a son of God who recognizes where they're standing at. Oh, Satan will try to pin you in a corner with cancer. But God will make a way of escape. He'll try to pin you in a car. But God will make a way of escape. Satan may try to take your family away from you, but God will make a way of escape. Amen. Hallelujah! If I had a daughter or a son wayward, I would say thank you, Jesus, for that. Satan can come and try to do whatever he wants to try to do. But God will always make a way of escape for the children of his. He always has and he always will. He made it for the children of Israel. He made it for the three Hebrew children. He made it for Daniel in the lion's den. He made it for Jonah in the well. How many more do we got to mention? He's made it for all of them. Well, if he made it for them, he'll make it for us. I see a door that's open in heaven. A way to ascend into the heavenlies. One day you're going to be maybe in the worst day of your life, but there'll still be a song in your heart. I'm going all the way. No going back. This one can go, that one can go, this one can go. No, I'm going all the way. Father can leave, mother can leave. I'm going all the way. All of a sudden you feel that little fluttering take place. Hallelujah. You feel it come down upon you. And you feel all of a sudden the chains sweep. And the dead in Christ come in. Whoa, my, what a change that'll be. And we'll go to the ramparts of glory with him. He will make a way of escape. Listen, the atmosphere and the attitude of Egypt was only so to force the children of Israel out of there. Hallelujah. Sodom was only so to force Lot out of there. God always makes a way of escape. In this place we're living in, you got the Presbyterian Church saying, gays is Christians. I'll just say it, they ain't Christians. Where are we at? We see it being fulfilled all through the Bible. And what I was telling them people there at that church as we visited with them after service, I said, listen, this ain't a dead book of history. If you think it's a book of history, you're wrong. But this book is living still today. When you read about Abraham, you're reading about me. You're talking about some hanging down and looking at you like, what's going on? They ain't never heard nothing like that before. How can they get that from the old mother whore? This is where they get all the inspiration from. It's coming right from their master. Reading again to this today, somebody had sent me a deal on it. Kenneth Copeland and the Pope, and about 7 or 8 people meeting in this room. And Kenneth Copeland's all excited about how the Holy Ghost just swept through the room. And there's unity now, and there's peace. And I can't help it. I read about it. The daughters are going back to the mother. I see them in a little bit different light than obviously they see themselves in. They're going right like a hog right back to the vomit. Or dog right back to the vomit. A hog right back to the waller. Right where? Right where? Luther made a stand. Wesley made a stand. Look at the ark just a moment. We can see it. Noah couldn't just go out and cut down any kind of tree. It had to be a kind of tree that could stand the judgments of God. The water was divine judgment. It was going to destroy all the world. It had to be something that would face divine judgment. He said, I want you to know tonight that there's coming a divine judgment on all the world. Remember, Satan's having his domain now. You think you're having a big time, but wait. His dominion will end pretty soon.
Amen.
Then the kingdom of God will be established. I want to be in that kingdom.
Amen.
Satan's standing persecution in the present day time now. Looking forward to the coming of the great king and whose kingdom, the dominion. I'm trying to uphold before the people to say that he's not dead like other gods are supposed to be. But he's risen from the dead and is alive forevermore. Now God specified what kind of wood that Noah was to build that ark out of. It was called gopher wood. One day I happened to look it up and I thought, what kind of wood would that be? So he looked in the dictionaries and it was just a real soft wood, tender wood. So, wow, that might apply to the believer. Oh, I see it, God. How he built it out of believers, not cold or indifferent, hard, but soft and pliable to the hands of God. That the ark was built out of. Oh, I said, oh, praise the Lord. Tenderhearted, willing to admit you're wrong. Amen. God be merciful to me. I'm a sinner. Then God can take that and move it and place it in the ark. Then Satan came along and said, well, you better read a little more and find out about it. I said, a scene where the wood has open pores, it's real soft. You stick it out in the water, being soft, it'd suck up the water and just sink right away. But then I noticed God told Noah to pitch that ark. Put pitch in it on the inside and on the outside. When I seen what that pitch was made out of, it was a pine tree, hard. And it would cut down an evergreen tree, ever alive tree. And would cut it down and they would beat the tree with a beating iron until they beat the rosin out of it. And then they'd put the rosin in a pot and boil it till it got real, real hot. And this hot rosin was poured upon that gopher wood and it would open up and just soak it in. And when it became full of this rosin, once full of it, it settled and set up and was harder than steel and could take the judgments of God. I think about another evergreen tree that was beat with a whip, unrecognizable until the blood and water and spirit left his body. What was it? Rosin. Going into being released into a soft, gentle nature that God could come and fulfill until they could withstand the same pressures he withstood. They could withstand the same backbiting, the same hatred, and the same all this and everything else. They could withstand the same doubters. They could withstand the same naysayers because they had the same life on the inside of them as he had. They've been placed into a body. He said, that's it, Lord. Get a good, open-hearted person and pour that pitch, which is the Holy Ghost, into the believer with the Holy Ghost and fire until they're so soaked full, till they're not themselves anymore. Hallelujah. Then she can jump the waves, bump against the logs, knock them out of the way, and keep going. That's the only thing that can stand the judgment today is a born-again Christian filled with the Holy Ghost. God released the Holy Spirit of God and poured it out into him and soaked the whole, his whole being full. That's what a believer is. He's soft-hearted and God just pours him full of divine love. And he can brace the divine judgments that's sent from God. And it carried Noah through. It'll carry you through. He says, tonight maybe a cancer has conquered you. Maybe something else has taken a hold of you. Some disease, even the disease of sin, whatever it is. It may look dark and gloomy, as you know, but may look like you'll never recover. May look like you can't get over that sickness, that prostate trouble, that lung trouble, whatever it is, that tumor, that crippled condition. The doctors may say every hope is gone. But standing right beside your side tonight, ready to take you in possession, stands the eyes of faith who sees a victory yonder through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. What is standing beside you? The eyes of faith. Amen. Ready to take you under possession. He says, away with Satan and his gloom. Go on, get. Get down, it's easy to get gloomy. Get a sickness, get some kind of pain, some kind of discomfort. Feel like it ain't never going to be right again. It's easy to get gloomy. Away with Satan and his gloom. And up with the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Away with Satan and his gloom. And up with the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the faith of the Almighty God. Faith can take its hold on the rock of ages and pierce an eagle eye through every stormy cloud with the very waves of death and disappointment trying to wash its foundations out from under it. It can stand there and look beyond the skies and say, God is God. And believe the counsel of the wise and living God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. The very faith that is the little whip that you have standing by you. If you only let it take you in possession tonight, take you and believe and have faith in it and believe that God's word is true. Do you believe that? I don't say it unless you really believe it. Do you believe that? God's word is true. That's what his word is. It's an infallible word. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils or evil spirits and speak with new tongues, take up serpent, drink deadly things, and it cannot harm them. If they lay hands upon the sick, they shall recover. Is God's word true? God's word says that. There's something trying to work in every individual heart here tonight saying, that's the truth. But does it mean me? Oh, it's so easy to tell somebody, by his stripes you're healed. But does it mean me? It's hard sometimes to bring yourself to a place to where you can say, by his stripes, Timothy Pruitt is healed. Oh, it's easy to say, Brother Darrell, he's the Lord God that heals all your diseases. Hallelujah. Oh, that's so wonderful. But when you're battling cancer, it's hard sometimes to say, does that mean me? Because the devil's always there. It don't mean you. Oh, it means you. It was right. He's right when he's talking about Brother Darrell, Brother Timothy, Brother Joe, but not you. Who are you? Who are you? Does it mean you? Yes. There's a few people that, amen! Oh, amen. No wonder why we got so many finger clippings all over the church. really is amazing. You leave and there's finger clippings everywhere. Now I realize just why. You sure they're talking about me? Oh, yeah, I can see it over there. Brother Daryl, Brother Joe, they got it. Yeah. Holy Ghost, that's for me. Brother Tim, he's preaching real good, but everybody else is excited, but I don't know about me. You know who I'm talking about when you go out and ain't got no fingernails. It means whosoever will let him. Be it unto me according to thy word. It means whosoever will let him. It means you. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is here to save every sinner. The Holy Ghost is here to call back every backslider. The Holy Ghost is here to heal every person. That's the attributes of the death of Jesus Christ. He paid the price so you can go free. So you don't have to chew your fingernails no more. It means you. This Bible is talking about you. This word is you. We are being positionally placed in the promise of God. And he shall have a bride without spot and without wrinkle. Be it unto me according to thy word. Let it be so in Timothy Pruitt. Hour after hour you see him working. Hour after hour, night after night you see him. Service after service we've seen him. Come on, how many seen him working in this very building? Time after time we've seen him come down in a moment and heal people. We've seen him in a moment just totally change the situations. He says, I know you think I'm crazy. He said, that's all right. I feel better crazy than I ever did the other way, so I'll just stay crazy. Hey, man. If it takes a crazy person to believe the word of God, let me stay the way I am. If I'm supposed to be crazy and believe this, let it be so. I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, raised from the dead and is standing right here in this building tonight. I believe he's omniscient. I believe he's omnipresent, omnipotent, all wisdom, all places, fills all space, and is all powerful. He is a true and living God. You believe that? That's the way to believe and to be saved. That's the only way you can be saved is to believe in him. Listen here. Let me skip down a little bit. He says the devil... Let's see. He says the devil is nothing but a bluff, snorting, blowing, all thunder, no lightning. But I tell you, brother, the lightning power, the resurrecting Jesus Christ puts a reality there that shocks the soul from a dead slumber of these earthly bound things into the more immortal realms to believe God and take him at his word and call those things which are not as though they are. Amen. That's why I can say I'm healed. Even though I don't feel healed. Because feelings has nothing to do with it. You say, well, you bring a reproach. No, sir, I'm not bringing a reproach. All I'm saying is saying what he said. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Called out. I'm reading who you are. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Called out, set aside, bride, bought, washed, ironed out, without spot or without wrinkle. That's what he's coming for. God help us to get our faith in the right place. Move out in the battlegrounds there and say, Satan, you are a liar.
How many is willing to say that with me? Satan, you are a liar. Jesus Christ died to make me free. And it's mine. Get out of here. Hallelujah. We have been positionally placed in a promise. What if you went home tonight? There was a bunch of drunks in there kicking around. You got kicked back in your recliner, your couch, drinking your tea, going to help yourself to the refrigerator. What would you do? As a red blood male American, what would you do? Tell. Exactly. I don't know. I mean, I'm not walking into this hole. I'm sorry. I'm in the wrong house. Huh? That's my house. Okay, mine and the bank's, but you get the point. This is my house. And you don't belong in here. This is my couch. This is my recliner. This is my table. This is my refrigerator. And I didn't invite you in here, and you're not welcome. Now get out. What if they looked at you? Make me. Okay. Not a problem. Listen, I wouldn't be wimpy when it come to that. Hello? Let me ask some of you, brother, let's just be real here. Would you be wimpy if you went home and some man's attacking your wife? Hello. Can't believe it. She's letting him do that. No. No. Ain't happening. I'm sorry. Neither is God looking at the same way at you. He's not looking at you like, wow, my goodness, I can't believe he's letting the devil do that to him again. No, he said when he comes and he gets after you, he's got Jesus Christ on his hands. Now, I got a little bit of imagination. When he says he has him on his hands, I feel like he gets physical with him. He ain't here. He ain't going to sit back and let some man beat his wife. We're not going in, dragging in, and just barely making it because we've been whooped up one side down the other. No, sir. When I walk up to the gate, I'm going to be dropping heads of devils that I have overcome, and I have overcome, and I have stoked them under my feet because I have been positionally placed in Christ, and if I can't handle it, I have a God who can. Hallelujah. If I go to my home tonight and I can't get that man out, there's a lawman who can. If you can't make the devil move, there's a Holy Ghost that's here that can move that devil. Hallelujah. That's why we can sing that song. There's an army rising up. Why is she rising up? Because she's recognizing where she's standing. She is not standing upon some shifting sand somewhere, some unstable promise that is good one day and ain't good the next. She is standing upon the solid rock, Jesus Christ, and she is rising up above every devil, above every sickness, above every trouble. Hallelujah. Above every heartache. Above everything. There's a bride that's rising up. There's a people that's taking their position. There has been deacons that have held positions that have left. There's other men that said, I'll take that place. Hallelujah. There's young people that's walking out. There's other young people that say, be it unto me. That's me. Oh my God. Hallelujah. If that devil that come to you tonight tried to send you to a premature grave, try to cripple you up, read God's abstract title deed. By his stripes we're healed. And if you don't want to believe that, there's a Holy Ghost here. the law of God that'll kick him out and prove that his word is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Just ring up Jesus. Ring up Central. J, let me dial it. J-E-S-U-S. Find out if something don't take place. The angel of God will take their positions. Hallelujah. Amen. I have to believe when there's a little mother, amen, who knows her position in Christ, she places her hand upon a fevered brow of a child. Angels of God take their positions. Hallelujah. They did it when the three Hebrew children were going down to the furnace. Did they not? Michael looked over and said, "You want me to go?" Wormwood looked over and said, "You want me to go?" But he stood up and said, "I'll go." Because they stood upon the word of God. You stand on your toes and say, "Yes, sir. It's the truth." Not up here or down here. You read your title clear. You know what it is. Oh my. He says, "I feel like taking wings sometimes and flying away, don't you, when you think of that? Lift me up above the shadows. Give me fellowship divine. Stand in there where all things are possible." He said, "After this meeting's over, God willing, we'll take our vacation, go up in the mountains to hunt. What good did it do that man to give my son a gun if he isn't going to use it?" He said, "It's sitting there, fine gun, but it'll never do no good unless he uses it." That's the way your faith is. It's fine faith. It's worked for thousands of years. You read, you believe, you have an experience with God, you believe faith without works is dead. Put it to work. Don't be slothful. Get it going. Hallelujah. You got time for one more. He said, "When I can show the token of the Holy Ghost, you got the right to anything that's been purchased, any purchased thing that Jesus Christ died for." Is it talking about me? Yes, it means you. It's the token. Watch just a minute. He says, "Hold the token over your unwavering faith in the promised word. I believe that Jesus said, 'Ask the Father anything in my name, I'll do it.'" Hold your token over that promised word and walk right to it. "I'm the Lord God that heals all thy diseases. He was wounded for my transgression. With his stripes I'm healed." Take your token of the Holy Spirit that's in you. Hold it over your prayer and say, "Lord God, you promised it. And when I see the token, I will reward you. I promise to do it." He can't do nothing else. He looked right through the blood of his own son. There the token applied. He has to do it because he promised he would. He could not go into a house the death angel destroyed to take one out. He couldn't do it because it was the blood of a lamb, the requirement of Jehovah. The requirement of him today is the blood of his own son, Jesus Christ, and the token of the Holy Ghost. He said, you might be a Baptist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, Pentecostal, whatever you might. You might scream, you might shout, you might be also educated. That has not one thing to do with it. You must present the token. Now, just about to come out of my skin today when I read this right here. Just hit me. I hope it hit you like it hit me. He said, "Then you are a subject for the resurrection." I got to thinking about that. Praise God. I'm not the subject of the devil. I'm not to be bound by him. I'm not to bear his burdens. I'm not to bear his iniquities. I'm not to bear his chain. I'm not his subject. I am a subject of the resurrection. Hallelujah. I'm a subject of the resurrection because the resurrection power is already in you. The token is the resurrection power, showing that Jesus raised up from the dead, and you are raised from the dead. The dead things of unbelief have been made alive in the word of Jesus Christ. You believe it, and the word lives through you. If you abide in me and my word in you, and ask what you will. He that believeth in me, the works that I do, shall he do also.
This is where we've been positionally placed in this promise. Ask anything in my Father's name, and I will do it. Is that not the word? The works that I do shall you do also, greater than this shall you do, because I go to the Father. A little while the world seeth me no more, yet you shall see me, because I be with you, even in you. How did he? Not the body, is sitting at the right hand of the majesty, but the token that you have received from him, he has given it to you. Take that token and claim anything you wish to. How many got a token? Then right now is the time to claim anything you wish to. Hallelujah. He said, I always said I've met two classes of people. The fundamentals and the Pentecostals. The fundamentals positionally studied the scriptures, figured it out. They said, well, we're the sons of God. And they believed that. Yes, sir. But they didn't have no faith with it. He said, but the Pentecost has a lot of faith, but they don't know they're sons of God. Like a man's got money in the bank, can't write a check, and the other one can write a check, but got no money in the bank. If you could just get the two together, till men and women could realize, you that's truly been baptized in the Holy Spirit and have the token to display, you have the right to every redemptive blessing that God promised. Everything that He promised is yours. Hold your token over unwavering faith as you pray over His word, faith in His word. Oh my. He said He expects us now to display the token over our faith to Satan's group. Listen to Him. He said He expects us to display the token over our faith to Satan's group, the unbelievers, the cults, so forth, that don't believe in it. That we believe in what He has said, that He promised, that Jesus Christ is raised from the dead, showing Himself alive, and that is the badge, the token of identification, because it's Christ's own life in you, identifying the Word. It doesn't need anything else. That's the token, shows the fare's paid, shows that you are a subject for the resurrection. That's why you have been placed here. To those that are alive and remain. It doesn't mean me. Could He really be talking about me? I don't know. I can see it in Sister Karen. But me? Yes, you. You are a subject for the resurrection. That God, that same power that raised up Jesus from the grave, you're holding in yourself as the token. The Holy Ghost in you is a token that brings you from the grave, because the token is God, the Holy Spirit, which is eternal life. Oh my God, I don't know about you, but there's just something, the way this eagle sounded, that speaks to me. I don't see it. I sat there and watched as that man, no doubt he had tried to get some things together. Don't mean to tear him down, none. No doubt sincere. Stood there in that little church. And first he talked about soccer, World Cup going on, and how you had to have your mind, your body, and your spirit to be able to play soccer. He lost me right there. So then he begins to read about David and Saul and their problems, and then he speaks about it for a while. I thought, Lord, I'm just going to be honest. Lord, no wonder it's hard for them to get people to come to church. You sit through those things. Listen. Doubters can doubt. But what this prophet spoke speaks to me. It may not be their message, but it's mine. And this message has placed me to know who I am. I don't have to live under a devil's excuse. Well, I'm sorry, I can't quit smoking, but I'm just going to throw it down and go to heaven. No, you're not. I'm sorry, I can't quit my lusting. I'm just going, one day, No. There's the Holy Ghost. There's a keeping power. There is a token. There's a blood that can be applied. Not just a blood anymore, to where you come in with the same the problem, you go out with the same problem. But we have a blood that when you come in and you repent, it is a blood that annihilates that problem. Hallelujah! And it so takes you back to when you was a righteous son before the foundation of the world, and it washes you white as snow. This message that has been spoken this hour is more than just a bunch of words of paper. It is something that speaks directly to my heart. Let the scoffers say what they want to. Let the doubters say, but I can say this speaks to me. Amen. There's life inside of here. And it has placed me positionally in a promise. To where I can stand upon that promise. And I don't have to bend and bow to everything Satan has to offer. I ain't got to go to an AA program to get over drinking. Neither did you. But you came to a blood that washes away every sin. What a wonderful God we serve. Hallelujah. Could there be any Davids here that look beyond the Goliaths? How many say, Lord, that's me. I want to look beyond the Goliath. If you're really sincere, I want sincerity tonight. I'll preach this. We're not playing games. We're past game playing. Sincerely, if you sincerely have that token and you want to apply it and you want to look past that Goliath, won't you stand to your feet? Say, Lord, I'm here to hope, raise my token up. That devil's been sitting on my couch too long. He'd been drinking out of my water fountain too long. He's been moving them through my house too long. I've allowed him to take preeminence too long. He's had my body for too long. I'm here to raise this token. Won't you raise it to him right now and say, I've raised it for my family. I've raised it for my children. I've raised it for my husband, my wife. I've raised it for my loved ones. I've raised it. Maybe you raised it for your body. Maybe your sickened body. I'm raising that token. Maybe it's sugar diabetes. Won't you raise that token? Maybe it's whatever eye problem, whatever it is, I don't know, but God knows. Raise that token. Now you tell that devil to leave. Come on, tell him to leave. I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. I don't have to be bound by your things. I don't have to be bound by your back trouble. I don't have to be bound by your sicknesses. You move back. I want to push it back on you for a moment. Push it back on him. Go ahead. Just begin to push back and say, I'm not taking it. I'm free. I'm free. This blood that Jesus has shed has broke every chain. I don't have to be bound by your chains of circumstances. I don't have to be bound by your chains of sickness and heartache and depression. Maybe it's menstrual problems. Maybe it's menopause. I ain't got to be bound by that. There is a blood. There is a power that's greater than any cancer. It's greater than any sugar diabetes. It's greater than any tumor. It's greater than any muscle spasm. It's greater than any problem. It's greater than any sin. Hallelujah. There you go. He's moving right through the building right now. Amen. Hold your token up. Tell that devil to move back. I've been positionally placed in Christ Jesus, and everything that he died for is mine. And I'm here to enforce my rights as a son of God. Now, Satan, you take your hands off of me. Hallelujah. There's a Holy Ghost to back you up. Take God at His word right now. There's a word, a promise that backs you up. You're not professing your word, you're professing His word. You're not confessing your word, you're confessing His. Say, be it unto me according to thy word, O God. Let your words reign supreme in me. Maybe I didn't give you every part of my life. I'm submitting it right now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. There's healing in the room right now. There's forgiveness in the room right now. Jesus is in the room right now.
Hallelujah. We recognize Him to be here tonight. And say, Lord, come by my way. Come by my way, Father. Move through my aisle. Come by my pew, oh God. Touch me, Jesus. Can you just yield yourself to Him for a few more minutes? Oh, don't get in no hurry. While He's here, just say, Lord, I want to hold You just for a moment. Let me grab a hold of the hem of Your garment, Lord. Let me grab a hold of You that I might be made whole. Let me just detain You just for a moment. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Sing it, Brother Mike. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I feel Jesus in the room. I feel Jesus in the room.
What you saying? I'm a subject of the resurrection. Let that resurrection life begin to be poured into me. Let it begin to surge through me right now. Hallelujah. I've not been born to be a subject for the devil and his tormented spirits, but I am a subject of the resurrection. Hallelujah. Oh, yes.
There is healing in the room.
Oh, won't you accept it?
There is healing in the room. There is healing in the room today. For your heart, healing for your pain.
Yes, Lord, I accept it.
There is healing in the room.
Hallelujah.
I feel Jesus in the room. I feel Jesus in the room.
Yes, Lord.
I feel Jesus in the room. I feel Jesus in the room. Today.
Amen. If you need the Holy Ghost tonight, I wouldn't wait another moment.
When He's in,
Lord, I have need of You right now.
Things
I need You to come right
I
now to my pew.
Jesus in,
I don't want to walk out of here the same person.
There's forgiveness.
Yes, Jesus.
There's forgiveness in the room.
Maybe you've been a dopher. Maybe
there's
you've been lost and gone out in the world.
In the room.
Did you feel that forgiveness
there's
right now?
Forgiveness.
Why don't you accept that forgiveness?
Today, I can see the Father up.
Oh, welcome
and
home.
Say, welcome home, my son. There's forgiveness in the room. Today there's deliverance, and there's deliverance in the room. There's deliverance in the room. There's deliverance in the room today. Our Father, to in the room today.
Hallelujah.
Nothing like the presence. Nothing like the presence. Nothing like the presence of the Lord. Nothing like the presence. Nothing like the presence.
Yes, Lord.
Nothing like the presence.
Sing that again. There's nothing like the presence.
Oh, nothing like the presence. Nothing like the presence. Nothing like the presence of the Lord. Nothing like the presence. Nothing like the presence. Joy in the presence. There's joy in the presence. Joy in the presence. Joy in the presence, joy. in the presence of the Lord, and I'm free in His presence.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I'm here in His presence. I'm forgiven. I'm not the same. I'm changed forever.
Oh, I'm free
in His presence.
Oh,
and I'm free in His presence.
Are you free tonight?
Oh, I'm
healed.
Oh, I'm healed in His presence.
I'm forgiven. I'm not the same.
I'm forgiven. I'm not the same. I'm changed forever. I'm free. Yes, I'm free in His presence. I'm in His presence. I'm free in His presence. Sing it again. Yes, I'm free. Oh, and I'm healed in His presence. I'm forgiven. I'm not the same. I'm changed forever in His presence. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. How many loves the word of the Lord? Amen. How many loves the word of the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's just sing this song together. I've been changed. Amen. How many's glad about that? Amen. I've been changed, healed, free, delivered. I've found joy,
so much peace,
peace
and grace.
Grace
is your favor.
I won't go back.
I can't go back. I won't go back to the way it used to be.
Before your presence came and changed me,
I won't go back.
And I won't go back. I can't go back to the way it used to be. Before your presence
sing that second verse again.
All my chains,
all my guilt,
and my sins,
they've all been forgiven.
And there's no more chains,
no more chains,
no guilt.
My past,
it's over.
God alone, from before time began, you are on your throne. You are
God alone.
I won't go back to anything else. Right now, Lord, and everything, you are God. You're the only God whose power. You're the only God whose power none can contain. You're the only God. Oh, His grace. You're the only God who's worthy of everything we can give. You are God, and that's just the way. God alone. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you for that promise, Lord. Lord, we can say tonight that we won't go back. For where would we go? Who else has the words of eternal life? You are God alone, Father, and we worship you. Oh, Lord. Father, we don't want to leave your presence. Lord, we pray as that day approaches that you would draw even closer to us. Fill us more and more, Father. Lord, let our light so shine for you, God. Give ourselves to you. We thank you for the word that you gave. We thank you for the vessel that you used tonight, Father. Oh, Lord, for this time that we have, not just to hear about some ball game or some nice thought, but to hear words of life, Father. Words of truth, Father. Lord, we thank you for every promise you give. And Lord, we can say, it is well with my soul. Be with us, we pray. Through the weekend, Father, bring us back safely at the appointed time. Give ourselves to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Key of G, just before we're dismissed. Remember, two services on Sunday. Regular service at 11, and dinner on the grounds. Afternoon service around 4 o'clock.